Phone Boy Speaks, episode 973, ISP insecurity.
I think if most people knew how insecure their internet service providers were in general, right, in terms of how they do their networks, you might not want to do business with them. But at least in the United States, you really don't have too many choices in most cases. So, what good is it going to do you? What are you going to not be on the internet or something? But you would expect, right, that internet service providers who have to deal with people trying to abuse their network all the time, that they do some things right, right? But at least from what I've seen, that's not always the case. And when you hear about things like Frontier Communications is able to send your plain text password that's obviously stored somewhere in the clear, that where a customer service rep can get it and actually send it to somebody who forgot their password, right? Just send them the password. Well, no, that's not the way it works. You're supposed to do like a password reset or something, which I don't know. There's got to be some other way of dealing with it other than keeping your password in clear text. That just doesn't seem like a very smart idea. I guess for password resets of people for like their email or something, then that could be. And I know there's all kinds of ways they could do it that have absolutely nothing to do with sending it in plain text in a chat. And I mean, first of all, I mean, is Frontier even doing the things it needs to do to validate that the person on the other end of the phone is, or the other end of the chat is who they say they are? I mean, I could see somebody pretending to be a Frontier Communications customer and asking for credentials for stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's a social engineering angle there in addition, but then of course the passwords are stored in plain text to begin with, which is just a boneheaded move after boneheaded move. So, it's. You know, I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, sadly for customers that have Frontier, that's probably their only choice. They might have some other choice, but it may even be just insanely more expensive or not even as fast as that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.